Welcome to Raw Talk on M88. Call in with your questions or comments. Toll free 1-866-730-4921. Or submit your question to Dear DJ at M88.org. Now, it's time for some Raw Talk on M88.
And welcome to Raw Talk here on M88. I'm your host, Yo. Thanks for joining me tonight. If you're wondering where Mandy is, so am I. Life apparently keeps interrupting her ability to be here. But hopefully she'll be joining us again next week. She's actually trying to move or something this weekend. So keep her in your prayers, and hopefully she'll be joining us back on Raw Talk here in the near future. I don't know about you, but I miss her. I miss having someone else in the studio to talk to. Not that, you know, Madrid is a nice guy to talk to, but, you know, I miss having Mandy around to talk to you when we do Raw Talk. So what that means is tonight I'm going to need your help on the show. Since Mandy isn't here for me to talk to, I'm going to need you guys to talk to. So give me a call at 1-866-730-4921, toll free, no matter where you live, and you can call in and be a part of the show. Or, you know, locally, it's 338-5790 if you want to call in. As we talk about this Miss USA scandal, this whole thing that's been going on this past week that, to be honest, last Monday, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal, but people kept talking about it and kept making a big deal out of it. And suddenly I realized, wow, this is really something that people get upset about, this whole issue that Miss USA raised. So we're going to discuss that a little bit tonight and talk about how it reflects on our culture and what it means to us as Christians. What should we be doing in times such as these as we take a look at what happened to Miss California? So if you'd like to call in and share your opinion on that, give us a call, 1-866-730-4921 or 338-5790 if you'd like to call in and be a part of tonight's show. Now, if you're not up to speed on this, here's what happened. Apparently, and I didn't watch the show myself, right? I don't generally watch beauty pageants. I figure I'm already married to the most beautiful woman in the world, so there's no reason to watch a competition for it because I already married the winner. So, you know, the competition's a losing competition for anyone else who's in it, so I just don't watch those. But apparently, during the Miss USA pageant a week ago, during the final part of the competition, they were asked some questions, and Miss California, Carrie Prejean, was asked a question about same-sex marriage. And I want to make sure that we get what was said right. So I actually have a clip of exactly what was asked and exactly how she responded. So take a listen to this, and then I want to know, what do you think about this? Why do you think people are so upset about it? So here's what happened during the Miss USA pageant.
Your question comes from judge number 8, Perez Hilton.
Are we worried?
You should be.
Vermont recently became the 4th state to legalize same-sex marriage. Do you think every state should follow suit? Why or why not?
Well, I think it's great that Americans are able to choose one or the other. We live in a land that you can choose same-sex marriage or opposite marriage. And you know what? In my country and in my family, I think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there, but that's how I was raised, and that's how I think that it should be between a man and a woman. Thank you.
So that was the exact question and exactly how Miss California answered. And, you know, when I first heard it, like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Good for her. You know, she stood for what she believed in. That's nice. And I figured that would be the end of it. Apparently, I was wrong, because this entire past week, it's been a raging controversy as people discussed whether or not she should have shared her opinion that way, if she should have left her religion and politics at home. She's been called very not nice names by the guy who asked the question. Mr. Hilton really was upset at her for answering that way. And it's been this huge firestorm of controversy, and I'm trying to figure out why. What do you think? I mean, you just heard the exact question. Was her statement really all that scandalous? Why are people so upset about what she said? 1-866-730-4921. If you'd like to chime in, or, you know, locally, you can call in 338-5790. But call in and help me out with this, because I'm at a loss as to why this was such a bad thing for her to say. She was asked her opinion. Do you think other states should follow Vermont's example? Why or why not? She gave her opinion, and then after she gave her opinion, A, she lost the contest. She was not crowned Miss USA. Actually, Miss North Carolina was. Most people thought that she was a shoo-in throughout the entire competition up until the point when that question was asked. So she didn't win Miss USA. Second, the people who are sponsoring her in the competition didn't even congratulate her on being first runner-up when everyone else had all their supporters and sponsors and stuff going backstage to congratulate how they did or encourage them. Apparently, from what I've read, the ones who were the sponsors of Miss California did not head backstage to, you know, comfort or console or congratulate her, whatever the case may be, for being first runner-up. And so it's just been this huge, huge problem for Miss California. And then since then, all people have talked about is what she's had to say, and most of it's been negative. Oh, I don't get it. She was asked to share her opinion, and she did. Why are people so upset? What do you think? 1-866-730-4921. If you'd like to call in, we have Mel on the line. Mel, welcome to Raw Talk. Thanks for helping me out tonight, seeing as how I'm all by myself. What do you have to say, Mel?
I just wanted to say that she's totally right in giving her opinion, and if the judge gave her the question, she has all the right to answer it. And they shouldn't be slamming on her for this. That was just, like, yesterday night. The other night I was watching the Jay Leno show, and...
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't slam on her for voicing her opinion in a free country.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems kind of strange to me that this guy Hilton would ask her a question with an open answer. Why or why not do you think they should do this? And she shared her opinion, and then she gets in trouble for it? I don't really understand how that works exactly, and I certainly don't understand why other people had nothing to do with Miss USA, you know, all this week. Like you were talking about Jay Leno. I mean, I've seen it other places. Miley Cyrus had something to say about this as well. I mean, it's been everywhere. People keep talking about what she should or should not have done. All she did was share her opinion as she was asked. Doesn't it make you kind of nervous about sharing your opinion?
It sort of would make me nervous, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd say it anyway.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear, Mel. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you being part of the show.
Thank you. Keep going. Do what you're doing.
I will keep sharing my opinion. You can count on that. All right, thanks, Mel. 1-866-730-4921. If you'd like to call in and help me out, since Mandy's not here, I'm on my own, so I'm going to need your help. Call in and let me know, what do you think about this whole Miss USA quote-unquote scandal? All she did was share her opinion. Why was that wrong? And what does that mean for us, especially for us as Christians, if we cannot just share our opinion? And was her opinion really all that offensive? I thought she phrased her answer very interestingly. We'll talk about that in a moment. Right now we have Bart on the line. Bart, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Bart?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, if he's going to ask the question, then he better be prepared for, you know, whatever the response is going to be. So if you don't like the answer, don't ask the question. But I applaud her for speaking her convictions, you know.
Right.
I think that in this world of political correctness and not offending anybody, I think, unfortunately, it's been carried too far. And I think we as Christians, you know, I don't think we should be ashamed to speak our convictions. And, you know, I think she really, you know, spoke what she believes in, and I applaud her for that. And if it costs her, you know, Miss America, or whatever the pageant happened to be, then I think that ultimately she's going to come out, you know, a stronger person. And I think that, the Lord will reward her for speaking her convictions, you know, in another way. It might not be the beauty pageant she was hoping to win, but, you know, in another way, I think that the Lord will reward her for her faithfulness. So, and I applaud her. I congratulate her.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that this guy, Mr. Hilton, got so upset at her answer. I'm kind of wondering if he was genuinely surprised that anyone would answer that question that way. I mean,
exactly.
It seems to me that he was kind of shocked. He's like, what? I didn't know any rational thinking person would actually think that way. And
right.
You know, he got all hurt by it. And that's the part that I find most intriguing, that someone would be so surprised. Especially a lot of the controversy is surrounded, how could someone of her age think that way. And they've been saying, oh, Miss California is completely out of touch with her age group, because her age group, she's like, what, you know, early 20s or something. Her age group is totally into, you know, tolerance, and everyone should have equal rights. And if people love each other, they should have the rights. That's what, so obviously she can't be Miss USA, because she has no idea what people of her age group want. And yet, well, that's what she expressed.
Exactly. If, like I say, if you don't, if you're going to ask the question, you better be prepared for whatever answer she's going to give. I mean, after all, it's America. It's, you know, it's free speech.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to hear the answer that might come out of your mouth, then then don't ask the question.
Yeah.
So.
I don't understand why he got so upset. Like, really? You're not aware that people are against that? That's
exactly.
Interesting.
Well, you know, I'm not real familiar with his character or what he stands for, but after what happened, you know, I was looking at, you know, some stuff online, and it, you know, this is a pretty typical deal for him to, you know, to respond like that. So,
yeah.
I'm not really too surprised after looking into his background. It's a shame, but, he's definitely a person that needs prayer.
Yeah. You know, and, thanks for calling in, Bart. I appreciate you being part of the show tonight.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good night. 1-866-730-4921. If you'd like to call in and be a part of tonight's program, and I definitely need your help, Mandy not being around, I need someone to talk to. So please let me have a chance to talk to you as we talk about this whole issue with Miss USA and what she had to say, what Carrie Prejean, Miss California, had to say about same-sex marriage. 1-866-730-4921. Even if you want to say I agree or disagree with her statement, or I think she could have phrased it another way, or maybe you think that she should have kept her opinion to herself. You know, whatever it is you have to say, let me know about that, because I need someone to talk to. So 1-866-730-4921. You can also call in locally if you want, 338-5790. And, you know, it's interesting. Bart just said that obviously this guy, Perez Hilton, by the way, this guy, Perez Hilton, is a celebrity blogger. I'm doing the quotations with my fingers in case you can't see. Celebrity blogger. Because I'm not entirely sure what that terminology means, a celebrity blogger. I didn't know you could become a celebrity by writing your opinion on the internet. If I would have known that was a possible, you know, occupation that you could go into full time, I probably would have pursued that. I mean, it sounds like a pretty easy gig. You blog stuff on the internet and you become a celebrity. Piece of cake. But, you know, if they end up being like this guy, Perez Hilton, maybe it's a good thing I didn't follow that particular career path. But as I said, I didn't even know it was a career path to begin with. But Barr was saying that obviously this is a guy that needs some prayer. And it was interesting, one of the responses that Carrie Prejean had to say, reading from the Mercury News, she said, quote, "I can only say to him I will be praying for him. I feel sorry for him. I really do. I think he's angry. I think he's hurt. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. He asked me specifically what my opinion was on that subject, and I gave him an honest answer," unquote. So that's what Miss California had to say about this guy who asked her the question and got her into all kinds of hot water for having asked that question. I thought that was a very interesting response. From all the interviews that I've seen when I've been reading at Fox News, CNN, some of the stuff, you know, on other news websites where she's done some interviews, she seemed very even-handed about all of this, realizing that, you know, some people are just going to be that way. But what's very interesting is she says that she's glad that she stood for her beliefs. Now, think for a moment about the situation that she was put in. Here is Miss California. She's been a front runner throughout the entire Miss USA pageant. All the girls backstage are like, oh, Miss California's a shoe-in. It's in the bag. There's no way she can lose. And then she's presented with this question, and she's faced with this decision. A, give the answer that she knows everybody wants to hear, the very even-handed, let's make everybody happy and not insult anyone answer. But in doing so, betraying some of her core beliefs, or B, share her honest opinion, share her beliefs on this in a way that hopefully, you know, she doesn't come across as being mean about it, but just, hey, here's what I think, and I thought she did a good job with that, and then lose the pageant. That's what she was faced with, either compromising her beliefs so that she can go with the flow and everybody will be happy, or standing what she believes in and losing the thing that she really wanted. Which I find a very interesting choice. I'll talk more about why here in just a moment. But we have Samuel on the line. Samuel, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Samuel?
Well, you know, first of all, I agree with everybody else. Perez Hilton shouldn't have asked that question if he didn't want an honest answer. Mm. But I am somewhat familiar with Perez Hilton, and he he's very controversial, and his blog that he has is actually all about controversy, and that's what made him famous, is how controversial he is. He talks very poorly about a lot of people, you know, including Miley Cyrus and other people like that. And I don't follow his blog, and I definitely don't watch beauty pageants either, but I didn't hear about that until Rod Talk started, but...
Oh, really? Yeah, it's something that's been going on. You know, one of the funny things that this guy, Perez Hilton, said is that he was so upset that she would say that at the Miss USA pageant because about 95, this is him saying this, I read this in one of the random interviews, I don't know, said about 95% of the people who are at Miss USA pageant were homosexual. And so how could she say something? And I'm thinking, really? 95%? These are ladies strutting around in bikinis. You're telling me that there aren't some heterosexual guys there just for the fact that there's women in bikinis? I mean, that seems kind of weird that many people. So I'm not sure if that statistic was accurate, but you know, growing up in high school and college, it seems to me like some regular guys would be at the Miss USA pageant for that factor alone. I mean, but that's just, I don't know, maybe society has changed just that much in recent years. I have no idea. But thanks for calling in and sharing, Samuel.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and share your opinion as well. Or you can call 338-5790 if you're here in Albuquerque. And tell me what you think about this Miss USA pageant. Should she have stood up for her beliefs? Or should she have done the quote-unquote right thing and just said what everyone wanted to hear and then won the pageant and everything would be fine? Her life would be better. It's a choice that we're all faced with, whether we realize it or not. And more, it's a choice that we're going to really have to think about. We are all going to be faced with a choice of either standing for what we believe in Christ, or going with the flow and not really voicing our real opinion. Not necessarily agree with the world, but not really stand for truth. You know, kind of try and find that lukewarm middle ground and do our best just to not rock the boat and make people upset. And that was the choice she was faced. She chose to stand for her beliefs. But what are we choosing as Christians on a day-to-day basis? It's a very important question, and I think I know a little bit of the answer. I'll share that with you here in a moment. Right now we have Angie on the line. Angie, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Angie?
Hi, Angie.
I'm actually Yo. It's nice to meet you.
I'm Angie. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I just found this topic very interesting. I haven't heard about this debate thing, but hearing about it, it's a little scary to know that, you know, if you share your belief or what you think, you know, that you're gonna get, you know, criticized for that, and it's a little scary that you can't share, you know, stuff like that without getting.
It is scary. I mean, it's scary the fact that this guy asked her, "What do you think?" And then when she shared what she thought, she was told that what she thought was wrong. And I found that scary because I'm thinking, okay, when is that going to happen to me? Because sooner or later, it's going to happen to all of us. You know it's going to happen. We're going to be asked what we think. We'll share what we think. Then we're said, no, what you think is wrong. I can't believe that you think that. And we're going to get persecuted. And it is kind of scary.
It is.
Have you encountered that yet, Angie?
Well, actually, where I work, I'm not wanting to judge them, but I am surrounded situations like that. Same-sex marriages, you know, they're getting ready for marriage, and, you know, everyone at work, it seems, you know, it's happy for them, you know. It's a little hard because, you know, you're kind of the odd one out there, and it's a little scary when you want to share your beliefs, but, you know, a big old angry mob might come after you, but...
Yeah,
but
they might.
What I think...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry? Oh, but what I think, how she stood up, first of all, I think that was great, you know, I mean...
Well, I think it was very encouraging as well. It actually, you know, I have to admit, I felt a little weird going, wow, I'm actually inspired to be more courageous by a beauty pageant contestant. I didn't ever think that inspiration for courage to stand for what you believe in would come from the Miss USA pageant. And certainly never thought I'd think of a beauty pageant contestant as a role model. No offense to anyone who's been in a beauty pageant, but, you know, I just don't never really think about it that much. But I was inspired by her courage.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Angie.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you know what? You know, take courage and make a stand in your workplace as well. You never know what kind of lives might be changed when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks, Angie.
Okay, thank you.
All right. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and be a part of tonight's program as you talk about, okay, what do you think about what happened with Miss USA? And what does it mean for us? Are we not going to be able to share our opinion even when people ask for it? Even when people say, what do you think? Are we going to have to be worried about sharing what we really think as Christians because it might get people upset? It might cause us to lose something? It might, you know, who knows? But should we be concerned about that as Christians? Tell me what you think. 338-5790 is the local number, or you can call in 1-866-730-4921. Right now we have Charles on the line. And Charles, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Charles?
Yes, what I'd like to say is I think whenever you speak the truth, there's a clear division.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that's pretty evident by what's happened here.
Well, I think it certainly echoes what Jesus himself said, that all men will hate us because of Christ. And anytime we identify ourselves with Christ, we're going to draw the ire of this world. But
that's right.
I don't think I've seen it displayed quite as prominently in our culture recently until this incident. It was like a very shocking reminder of that truth.
Absolutely, and I think it's an indicator of what's going on all around us.
Right.
And I just find the fact that somebody would be that derisive on national television to be blatant.
Well, you know, what was really fascinating about this, I don't know if you guys have been following this, but one of the things that Perez Hilton was saying after the pageant was over, he was quoted as saying that Miss California should have kept her religion and politics at home. That there's no place to politicize the Miss USA pageant, and she should have kept her politics out of it. Which I found to be a very contradictory statement, because he was asking about whether or not she thought other states should follow Vermont's example to legalize same-sex marriage. Now, as far as I understand, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe this guy Perez Hilton can correct me, but in order for a state to legalize something like that, it must take legislative action, which usually involves some sort of vote, some sort of campaign, some sort of democratic process, which as far as I know is political. So the very essence of his question was political. Therefore, there really wasn't any way for her not to share her politics to that question and answer it properly because it was a political question. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm completely off base there, but it seems kind of an odd thing for him to say. Should have kept your politics at home. Hey, Charles, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and be a part of tonight's programs. We talk about what happened with Miss USA. Is it going to happen to us? What should we do if it does happen to us? What are our choices that we'll be faced with when we come to a point where they say, what's your opinion? And you know, if you share your opinion as a Christian, you're going to lose whatever it may be. Lose a job, lose a friend, lose money, lose a beauty pageant. We're going to lose by sharing our opinion as Christians. What are we going to do? 505-338-5790 if you'd like to call in, or 1-866-730-4921. That's toll free. You can call in anywhere. We have Alma on the line. Alma, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi. I just want to say I've always loved watching the beauty pageant.
Uh-huh.
I was in them when I was younger. And one of the things that I've always seen is, from a political viewpoint, they always ask you questions that, you know, they couldn't have a personal opinion on or not so biased on.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard him ask her this question, I was completely shocked. I was like, I can't believe they allowed him to ask this, first of all, because there's going to be a lot of different points of view in this area, because we're a country that's based on especially freedom of religion or freedom of speech.
Right.
So when he asked this, I was completely shocked, and I was like, wow, I can't believe he would ask such a thing.
Hey, well, let me ask you, Alma, do you think, since you have a little bit of insight through your experience, do you think maybe the question was kind of a setup?
I do, because I think if she had a lot of points from the judges and she was going to win,
mm-hmm.
then they probably set her up to see what, if she put down that, you know, her religion was, you know, probably even Christian,
mm-hmm.
they probably said, which way is she going to choose? Is she going to choose her personal opinion on which she was raised, or is she going to choose to say what people would want to hear for her so she could win?
Hmm.
So I do. I believe that him asking this is completely out of control, because it was not right.
Hmm.
I don't know why they allowed this to happen, especially on live TV, knowing that, especially in California, they were allowed to have a same-sex marriage. It was passed, of course. It was denied, and they took it away, but it was passed.
Right.
That's why I found it a little weird.
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange as well. That's why it kind of came into my mind. I wonder if they set her up, and I don't know enough about beauty pageants to know if that's even possible, but thanks for sharing your insight, Alma.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you have a great evening. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and share your opinion on this whole Miss USA scandal. And, you know, really, as we were talking earlier, this is something that's probably going to trickle down to us. This is something that happened at the Miss USA pageant, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen to you and I, where we'll be faced with a choice. Either share your opinion or get on board and just go with what the culture wants so that you don't make anyone upset, you upset, you don't rock the boat, and you don't lose. But if you share your opinion as a Christian, you're going to lose, and the world is going to make you pay, and they're going to make you know it, which is exactly what has happened with Miss California this whole past week. I feel really bad for Carrie Prejean. I mean, I'm sure she didn't want to be in the midst of all this scrutiny and scandal and criticism and everything else that's gone. We have Alex on the line. Alex, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Alex?
I just think this whole situation, it's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of angers me. I mean,
it angered Steve-O, too. I had to try and contain him. He was trying to hurt himself or hurt somebody. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to hurt anybody about it, but I mean, I'm going to express my opinion. When someone says that homosexual relationships is not only wrong but sinful, that makes Jesus sad because we're sinning, and he died on the cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that because we're trying to pass laws so that we live in a homosexual society,
mm-hmm.
I think God's going to get mad and maybe even strike down the U.S.
Hmm.
I mean, we're having problems with North Korea and whatever right now with the bombs. And, I mean, we're the strongest country in the world that's wanting to enforce homosexuality relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's wrong.
Well, apparently Miss California shares your opinion on that, and it's gotten her into a whole lot of trouble. So maybe we should just keep our opinions to ourselves, huh?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thanks for calling in, Alex. You have a great evening, all right?
You too.
All right, take care. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in on this. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because some other celebrities in Hollywood who are quote-unquote Christian, I don't know their convictions, that's why I say that. As far as I know, they are. Most of the stuff I know about them indicates they are. But it was interesting, some of their responses to this. Miley Cyrus said, "I am a Christian and I love you, gay or not." This was in a response to what Perez Hilton said. "Because you are no different than anyone else. We are all God's children. I'm not saying this so it would be nice on your sight, though that would be nice, joking, but because the Lord has spoken, love, because God loves. Hey, what about me? Would I make a good Miss USA?" And I wouldn't know how to respond to that for Miley Cyrus. But another committed Christian said, "Lesbians should have the same government rights that Spencer and I will when we get married. So, yes, this blonde Christian believes in gay marriage. God says not to judge, and I would never try to judge anyone, nor should our quote-unquote free country." And apparently this person is on The Hills and is a star of that show. So I thought it was kind of interesting that Hollywood Christians were basically coming out and, in an indirect way, supporting Perez Hilton, saying, "Hey, you know what? She was wrong. She shouldn't say this, that, or the other thing. Certainly, everyone can have what they want. God is love. We all just want to get along." And that, to me, was perhaps a little more saddening than anything else that happened up to that. We have Caleb on the line. Caleb, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Caleb?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think that this is just the beginning. I think that this was maybe a spark in America. I mean, most of the times we're allowed to go throughout our daily lives and not really have to share our opinions and just go underneath the radar. And I think that this amazing woman just took quite a bold stand, an amazingly bold stand, and I think it's going to shake America. Eventually, it's going to get down to that. We're making laws that conflict with what our belief system is. Christianity itself is being attacked by these laws, and our beliefs are wrong, and we are narrow-minded Christians. And so I think this is literally just the beginning of a huge way of America turning away from its Christian foundation and going towards a more worldly stance.
Yeah, I think you may be right. I thought what was most interesting about what happened with Miss California is, you know, you heard her quote. She said, "You know, the way I was raised, what I believe, it should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anyone. That's just what I believe." And, you know, I thought that was a very even-handed way to approach it. Afterwards, she became much more adamant. She said, you know what? I would not compromise my biblical beliefs. I did not want to compromise truth. I did not want to compromise convictions. And she became a little bit more firm in her stance. You know, I thought the way she presented at the Miss USA pageant, like, hey, no offense, guys, this is what I believe,
yep.
And left it that. But then after that, she started taking a stand for biblical truth and said, I'm not going to back down, because what could have happened, and let's all be very clear on this, probably 98% of the time what would have happened is she would have issued an apology. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not really what I meant. What I meant was, and, you know, try and smooth everything else.
Yeah, for sure.
But she didn't do that. She continued to make a stand for biblical truth, and I think that was more impressive than even the statement that she made on the show, is that she didn't try to do quote-unquote damage control afterwards. Mm-hmm. She continued to reinforce exactly what she said, even more adamantly than on the show, and I think you're right. This is going to be something that a lot of us are going to have to start doing more. We are going to be faced with this decision, and I'm kind of worried about what the Christian church here in America is going to do.
It's true. I believe that the Christian church is extremely lukewarm in this position, but I don't think she was just standing for biblical truth. I think she was standing for love, and she wasn't taking a stance against the homosexuals. She was taking a stance against what they did, and so it's that love that this nation can't really handle at the moment. It's because it's truth, and sometimes it's truth's hard to swallow, and Jesus said that we're not going to be loved because of him, so I think it's just the beginning.
Well, Caleb, those are some good insights. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that tonight.
No problem.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to chime in on this as we talk about Carrie Prejean, Miss California, her stand saying, you know what, marriage should be between a man and a woman at the Miss USA pageant, which has gotten a lot of people upset this past week. And she's been under a lot of criticism and scrutiny because of her statement. And again, as I watched this develop this week, I realized this is something that we're all going to have to face, not necessarily at the Miss USA pageant. I don't intend on being there anytime soon. Although when I was in high school, I did get invited to a beauty pageant, but only because they thought I was Joanne because my name is spelled with a J. But that's a whole other story. We won't go into that. Nevertheless, we will eventually be faced with a choice when we're asked our opinion on something, whether or not we're going to share our biblical conviction, our biblical opinion, or we're just going to share the opinion that we know everyone wants to hear so that nobody gets upset at us. And the question is, what will we do when we're faced with that moment? We have Mandy on the line. Mandy, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Well, first of all, I completely disagree with same-sex marriage.
Uh-huh.
It's not okay. It's against God. It's sin, so it's against God.
Uh-huh.
It is like any other sin. We humanize it, and so it's in our human hierarchy of how sins work. It is one of the worst sins, I guess. But nevertheless, a sin is a sin.
Right.
And we need to love the people who are homosexuals, but not necessarily their sin. God is a God of love. That is correct. But he loves the people, but he doesn't love their sin.
Mm-hmm.
He loves me, Mandy, but he doesn't love my sin.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the interesting thing about this that has come up this week is a lot of people have been, you know, harping on this issue of how could you deny the rights of marriage to people who really love each other. How could you be so cruel to deny love? And that whole issue has come up over and over again. And, you know, what I was thinking was, you know, just because it's love doesn't make something less wrong. You know, like when if someone were to go out and commit a crime of passion, quote unquote, they loved someone, so they decided to kill somebody else to get them out of the way. Our society doesn't say, well, it was for love. And how could we deny the rights of this person to be with the one that they love? Even though that one that they loved was married to someone else, so they had to kill that person to get them out of the way so they could be with the one. They just wanted to be with the one that they love. Our society has not reached the point yet where we say, well, that's okay. We still say, yeah, but murder is still wrong. I understand that it was done out of love, but murder is still wrong. Well, if we truly believe what the Bible says and that homosexuality, like murder, like lying, like greed, like gluttony, like any other sin, is still wrong morally because God has said it is, then there aren't any exceptions for it, even if it is, well, these two people are in love. And I think that's the point where the church and our society divides. Thanks so much for calling in, Mandy. All right, have a good night. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and share your opinion as we talk about this whole Miss USA scandal and what it means for us. I mean, this is something that is just indicative of what's going on in our culture, and we're all going to encounter it.
And that's the part that has me a little bit worried, but also excited at the same time, because it's an opportunity for the church to make a stand for truth. We have Asia on the line. Asia, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Asia?
I think that that is right by saying.
Okay. We lost Asia there, but sounded like she was having fun, so that's a good thing. We have Stephen on the line. Stephen, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Stephen?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good, yeah. I'm just going to say that I'm not a Christian, I guess, but what I do believe is that I'm kind of grateful that she stood up for what she believed, mm-hmm. but I am for gay marriage. I'm not gay myself.
Right.
I do believe it's an individual opinion,
mm-hmm.
and even in Christian society, I think that does it really affect other people as far as, you know, if I'm gay, does it affect you?
Right, and yeah, that's an interesting point, but again, I think it goes back to, okay, if you're gay, does it affect me? No, but if you're a murderer and you don't kill me, does that affect me? No, but that still doesn't make it okay. It's still wrong, at least according to our society still, and certainly according to what the Bible says. So again, the issue isn't so much, does it affect me? That's not so much what I'm concerned about. My concern is, what did God say about what is right or wrong? Because if we are going to ever determine what is right and wrong, there must be an absolute standard for it. Because if there is no absolute standard for right or wrong, then we can never say anything is right or wrong. And in fact, if that's the case, and I think Perez Hilton is kind of in that there's no such thing as absolutes, then he had no place to say that what she said was wrong, because he has no standard to measure what's wrong. And that's where things kind of get murky with this issue, is because we kind of want it both ways. We want some things to be right and wrong, but the things that affect us, you can't say it's right or wrong because everything is relative. And I don't know, it gets messy when you try to approach it that way. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I think as far as putting standards on what is truth, it's mm-hmm. kind of hard to do here as far as what is right. I mean, is it what is right and wrong, or is it what's against human survival? And homosexuality is against human survival. But is it against God's love to love another?
Again, the issue isn't so much, is it against God's love to love one another? Absolutely not. I can love someone who's murdered, but that doesn't mean I can say, well, it's okay that you murder. I can love someone who's a liar, but I can't say, well, it's okay that you're a liar because I love you. Again, God can say, I can love you, but that doesn't mean that I condone your sin. And, you know, that's where the dividing line comes. Love covers over a multitude of sins when we come to Christ, but that doesn't mean that those sins are suddenly okay and that we can go on doing them. But I agree with what you said, that I'm glad that she was willing to make a stand, because what it comes down to is, are we allowed to share our opinion? And what I've seen from this Miss USA scandal is basically they're saying you're allowed to share your opinion so long as it doesn't disagree with mine, which I think is kind of weird, because our society preaches tolerance so much. We have to accept everyone, no matter what they do. We can't say that anyone's wrong because it's bad for their self-esteem, so don't, you know, put them down. You hear that taught a lot. And then when someone like Miss California shares her opinion and it doesn't go along with some others, then they say, you're not allowed to do that because it doesn't agree with my opinion. And that, more than anything else, is what caught my attention from this whole scandal.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Steve, and I appreciate you sharing your opinion.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. You have a great evening, all right?
You too.
Take care. Stephen calling in. If you'd like to call in as well, you can call 1-866-730-4921. We have Mark on the line. Mark, welcome to Raw Talk.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about homosexuality in our culture. It just seems like people, especially Christians nowadays, they look at it like it's not a big deal. Like, oh, why are we worrying about homosexuality when we have war and mm-hmm. other bigger sins to worry about? And I don't think people, especially evangelicals, are realizing that this is a really, really big deal, that homosexuality is right up there with abortion, with being looked at as not a big deal, when I think it's one of the biggest
one of the biggest things that we're going to have to deal with as a culture.
Well, it's certainly an issue that our culture is facing, but let me just clarify for everyone who's listening. I don't think it's a bigger sin than any other sin. Sin is sin. You rebel against God, that's sin. As we've covered before in previous shows, you know, I've had trouble lying. And you know what? I don't think of that, well, whew, at least the only thing I do is lie. That's not so bad. God will, you know, sin is still sin. And for the Christian, what we have to come to understand is that sin is reprehensible to God. It breaks his heart. We have to have the same opinion of it. And in fact, it was such an extreme thing that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the price for our sins. Because our sins were so extreme, we could never be good enough to make up for them. And it doesn't matter what that sin was. My lying sin, I could never be good enough to make up for that. I could never be good enough to meet God's standard as a liar. And that goes for any sin out there. And I think that's one thing that the church needs to address. Because when we start saying that homosexuality, well, that's the biggest sin, then we start comparing ourselves to that. And we start going, well, at least I'm not that bad. And then we start having some of that self-righteousness come in, and that serves no good purpose whatsoever. When we realize sin is sin, and we're all guilty of it, but Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead because he loved us all so much, he wanted to deliver us from sin, no matter what the sin was, then we will stop looking at others, ooh, that's a really bad one, good luck with that. Then we'll start looking, man, I've been in your same spot. You know what? God still loves you, and he paid the price for your sin. You can be free from it, no matter what it is. And that will be a totally different way to approach this, even this issue of same-sex marriage.
Yes, I agree. Actually, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day who claimed to hate sin, but he had some confusing, conflicting opinions that homosexuality was okay. And I was telling him, are you a sinner? And he said, yeah, I'm a sinner. I said, well, you know that homosexuality is a sin. And in a way, if we all are capable of sin, we're all capable of killing, we're all capable of lying, and we are all capable of homosexuality. So, yeah, I agree with you that I don't believe that one sin is greater than another or lesser than another.
Right.
But I do believe that in our culture, homosexuality is slipping through the cracks because it's not as easy to identify a sin by our logical culture as killing or lying.
Well, it's becoming one of those things that we certainly have blurred the lines with, and it's become a quote-unquote issue rather than a moral issue. You know, it's a political agenda instead of a moral issue. It's a personal opinion instead of a moral issue. We've lost that angle on it. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing your opinion tonight, Mark.
Thank you.
All right. And you know, one of the things that I thought was very interesting, before we get to Amanda, hang in there, Amanda. This guy, Perez Hilton, was talking about that Miss California's opinion did not fly with the majority of our culture today, that she was out of touch with what people really want. And I decided, okay, well, what's the reality of the homosexual population in our culture today? Now, a lot of people will go with around 10%. You hear that number a lot. Alfred Kinsey did a research a while back, and he came up with this number of 10% of the population is gay. Now, not a lot of scientists agree with his methodology or the results of his study. So what really is the homosexual population of America? According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, it's estimated at 2.5 to 3%. Interestingly enough, a gay demographics website offered up the population of homosexuals in our society as 1.1%. So for Perez Hilton to say that Miss California is out of touch with the majority opinion in our culture doesn't seem to fly with the statistics that even a gay demographics website has put out. And that's where I find it really intriguing. How is it that this has become such a contentious issue if indeed the percentage of people who are actually homosexual is between 1 and 3% realistically? That's a very vocal minority. Now, I understand there's a lot of people who may not be gay who are certainly supporting of that issue. But again, is it the majority in our culture, or are we just being led to believe that it's the majority in our culture and we all need to get in line because it's quote unquote the majority? And that brings up the issue, since when does the majority determine what morality is? We have Amanda on the line. Amanda, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
I think that she was right to answer what she thought. And they really shouldn't have asked her
if they didn't want her honest answer.
No, I agree with you. I mean, what's the point of asking a question if you don't want to hear the answer, right?
Exactly.
Now, I'm curious, how old are you, Amanda?
I'm 11.
Now, are you worried at all that this means that someone's going to ask you your opinion and then you're going to be told that you shouldn't share your opinion because you have a biblical opinion?
Yes.
And what would you do in that situation, do you think?
I would tell them my honest answer.
Even if it cost you something? Even if it made you, quote-unquote, lose something?
Yes.
That's good to hear, Amanda, and I hope you hang on to that conviction as you grow older, because we certainly need more bold Christians like you and Miss Carrie Prejean from California. So thanks so much for calling in, Amanda.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. And you know what Amanda said is really what it all this comes down to. I mean, regardless of the issue, same-sex marriage, abortion, whatever issue you want it to be, greed, covetousness, whatever the issue may be, what we have to realize is that we're either going to make a stand for biblical truth or we're not. We're either going to stand for what God says and cause the world to hate us, or we're going to try and find some middle ground, smooth things over so that people don't get upset at us. And what worries me is that we seem to be more comfortable, and why wouldn't we, with trying to make friends with everyone. Now, granted, Romans 12 tells us that as much as it's up to us, we should try to be at peace with everyone. But I think that only goes so far. You try to be at peace with everyone until you start to compromise biblical truth. When you start to compromise biblical truth, then you can't be worried so much about being at peace with everyone as you are at being with peace with God. And when we start denying God's truth, we're no longer at peace with Him. And, you know, if you're given a choice between the world and God, who are you going to choose? And Miss California was just a microcosm of that. And it's something that we're all going to face. We still have a few minutes left. If you got an opinion that you want to squeeze in, 338-5790 is the local number, or you can call 1-866-730-4921. Something else to keep in mind, 2 Timothy chapter 3 tells us that if we follow Christ, the fact of the matter is we are going to be persecuted. And I'm sure Miss California was aware that if she shared her honest opinion, that she was going to get criticized and scrutinized and critiqued and all the rest for sharing that honest opinion. And yet she was still bold enough to do so. We need to understand that, yes, when we share our opinion as Christians, we will most likely be persecuted because it is not what most people agree with. We have to face that fact. And the real thing that I think a lot of people need to face up to is when we, as Christians, stand for biblical truth, we will lose. We will lose jobs, we will lose beauty pageants, we'll lose money, we'll lose friends. We will lose some things. But Jesus Christ himself told his disciples that if we follow him, no matter what we will lose in this life, we will gain 10 times as much in the life to come. That everything we lose, it won't matter because we'll be given so much more for being willing to stand for truth right up until the very end. And it's a scary prospect to lose. I'm sure Miss California was not happy with the idea that she was going to lose the Miss USA pageant by sharing her honest opinion, and yet she was willing to go forward with that. And that's the type of boldness that I hope I have, quite frankly, that when I'm faced with that situation, and I know I will be, when I'm faced that a situation where if I answer for Christ boldly, I will lose. I hope I won't be afraid of losing because I'm standing for biblical truth. We have Zed on the line. Zed, welcome to Raw Talk. And tell me, Zed, what do you have to say?
Well, actually, I wanted your personal opinion on something.
Sure.
Because I am a Christian.
Okay, but if I share my personal opinion, you're not going to get mad at me, are you?
I'm not.
Okay, good.
I am a Christian, and I do believe gay marriage is wrong and just being like homosexual is wrong because it's not biblical. But I do have a friend that goes to my church who is a very outgoing homosexual, and he believes he's a Christian, and mm-hmm. he believes what he does is fine. And I just wanted to know, like, what do you think about that, and like, what's something I could tell him to like just kind of prove that he's living a life of sin and that it's not right.
Well, you know, that's always a tricky situation, and it's not just with homosexuality. If you ever know any Christian who is living in sin, you know they're not right with God. Galatians tells us that we should try and be gracious and point out that sin as much as we can, honestly and truthfully, to that person. But we need to be careful lest we stumble into sin ourselves by, you know, compromising or whatever. So what you need to do, I would say, is first of all, be that person's friend. And, you know, we don't want to alienate someone by saying, I can't be around you ever because of this. Unless it comes to a point where our walk is being compromised as well, then certainly we must separate. The other thing that you have to do is just ask them where their relationship is with Christ. And that goes for anyone that you know who's committing a sin. And the tricky thing is, and this is the way I'd respond, it's like I'd probably get upset if someone confronted me. Hey, you have sin in your life. Like, get out of here. You can't judge me. You don't know. But if I am honest with myself, if I truly do have a relationship with Christ, I will come to a point where I will feel convicted about that. And at that point of conviction, hopefully repentance will follow and change will come. And I know that's not anything specific that you can do with your friend, but the fact of the matter is, if they're walking with God, reading their Bible, spending time with Him, change should come. We cannot be in a relationship with God without change coming. We cannot behold the face of God without being changed ourselves. And if that change isn't happening, then you have to wonder, where is their relationship with Christ? And that probably is the place to focus first and foremost. If they say they are a Christian, where exactly is that relationship? How strong is that relationship? How is that relationship growing? Does that help you out, Zed?
Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling in, Zed. And I hope that helps out a little bit. Finally, we have Sandy on the line. Sandy, welcome to Raw Talk. You're going to wrap things up for us tonight. What do you have to say, Sandy?
Hi, I was calling to say that in the Bible it does say that, well, I'll read the verse, flee sexual immorality, every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Mm-hmm. So it is a sin, but it's a different sin when it's sexual immorality. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's worse or better or anything, but it is different.
Yep.
So I wanted to point that out, and also I wanted to bring up that in listening to ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice,
mm-hmm.
I have heard that there is legislation right now in the Congress that would make, you know, called hate speech or whatever, that would make saying same-sex marriage is wrong illegal.
Yeah.
So we're going to be facing this really soon.
Yeah, and just not on same-sex marriage. You know, one thing that I've been really concerned about is anything that we express as our opinion as Christians. The origins of the universe. I don't believe in evolution. You can't share that opinion because that's not what we all think. You know, whatever it may be, we are going to be faced, church, with a choice of either standing for biblical truth or compromising that so that we can just say what everyone else wants to hear and we can all be kumbaya friends. And I don't know that the time for kumbaya friends is at this time. This time that we're living in, truth is what needs to be expressed. That will alienate, that will anger, but it's also going to bring people to salvation. It's also going to bring people into a relationship with God, and that is why we stand for biblical truth. Thanks for calling in, Sandy.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Well, this is a contentious issue that a lot of people, you know, are very worked up about. What I want to leave you with tonight is Joshua 1:9, and it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." As I've said repeatedly throughout the show, we will be faced with a time where we will have to make a choice, as did Miss California, of either standing for biblical truth or going with the flow. And it's a scary prospect. There's no doubt about that, because when we stand for biblical truth, we will lose, just as Miss California lost the Miss USA pageant. We will lose when we stand for the truth of God, but yet we will also gain. When we stand for truth, we will gain souls. Hopefully people will see our conviction and it will make them curious and want to have that same type of conviction and love and joy and peace in their lives and come to Christ. We'll also gain rewards in heaven. We'll gain the honor of our God when He says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And we don't have to be afraid, because as we read in Joshua, God will be with us wherever we go. Mark chapter 13 tells us, "Do not worry about what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will provide it for you."
when you are brought before trials and judges. And I thought it was interesting that Jesus said not if, but when you are arrested and brought to trial. So times are changing, my friends, and it's going to come to a point where we will have to decide, what are we going to stand for? What do we believe is really real? Do we believe that God's word is really real, so much so that we're willing to lose for it? Well, that's what we're going to have to face in the near future, and Miss California just demonstrated that for us this past week. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. I hope tonight's Raw Talk at least gave you something to think about, maybe encouraged you, maybe challenged you, but that's what Raw Talk is for, and I hope you guys have a shway week in the Lord.
Thanks for joining us on Raw Talk on M88. Get the podcast of tonight's show free at m88.org. And join us again next week for more Raw Talk on M88.